Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When you stay in a hotel, you probably leave behind barely used bars of soap. You use it once or even a few times, and then you go back home. Well, the organization Clean the World thinks that's a big waste of soap. So they recycle it and send it to people living in poverty around the world who need it to wash their hands and prevent potentially fatal illnesses. Joining us now from Orlando is Sean Seipler, who's the founder and CEO of Clean the World. Sean, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me, Jeremy.
And how did you come up with this idea to recycle hotel soap?
Well, about 8 years ago, I was a frequent traveler in hotel rooms about four nights a week. And one day I called the front desk and I asked what happened to the soap and the bottled amenities when I was done using them, because as a traveler, I never took the little bar of soap and little bottle of shampoo with me. So the front desk told me that they threw it away. And I thought that was a really interesting answer. I did some research and figured out that at that time we were throwing away about 1 million bars of soap every single day out of hotels across the United States. And of course, I thought that was a tremendous amount of waste. So conducted further research over the next weeks and figured out a really easy way to recycle soap. But the real kind of aha moment for Clean the World came when found a bunch of studies that showed that back then, 2009, there were 9,000 children dying every day to pneumonia and diarrheal disease, and number one and number two leading cause of death amongst children worldwide. And all these studies I found show that if we just gave those children soap and if we taught them how and when to wash their hands, that we could cut those deaths in half. So for me, it was this awesome math opportunity, 1 million bars of soap being thrown away every day, 9,000 children passing every day, and all I've got to do is figure out how to get the 1 million bars recycled and into their hands, and that's really how we started Clean the World.
So how do you do it? How do you get all of those hotels to, you know, give you their soap so that you can recycle it and get it out to people who need it?
Well, we have a hotel recycling program that we offer hotels across the globe. We have about 5,000 now that are running our program, and we provide all of the elements they need so that when the housekeepers are cleaning the rooms, instead of throwing away the soap and the bottles, they put them into collection bags, take them down to Clean the World bins. Once those bins filled up, they contact Clean the World. We give them prepaid shipping labels so they can ship those bins in. We actually use UPS's carbon neutral shipping program. And once those bins come into our center, we then take it through the recycling process. So our volunteers will help sort the product. We'll put all the bottles into their right segment, shampoo, conditioner, lotion, body wash. And then the soap will go down a process where we grind it. We run it through a machine that surface cleans it. Then we mix it with a sterilization solution and remanufacture it into a brand new 3 ounce bar of soap.
And where does it go?
We have sent 40 million bars of soap across the United States and to 115 countries globally. So we're working with here in the United States primarily those that are on the SNAP program, food stamps, 42 million Americans. SNAP program, food stamps does not allow access to hygiene products. So when flu season comes along and everybody's told, you know, wash your hands, our underprivileged and underserved do not have the capability sometimes to purchase those basic hygiene products. So we're getting hygiene kits into domestic homeless shelters, relief organizations, women's shelters. Globally, we're going into areas that have high death rates due to diarrheal disease. So that's across Southeast Asia, that's Africa, that's many parts of Latin America. Haiti is one of the big areas. We have a soap in schools program, so we get children when they're young, when they're in school, we teach them how to wash their hands. If they demonstrate they can wash their hands, they get to take soap home to the family. We're seeing amazing results in areas where literally we are saving lives because of soap access and soap education.
Where do you get the money to do all of this? Because it's obviously not free to recycle the soap and send it out around the world.
We're a global social enterprise, so our 501c3 Clean the World Foundation takes in donations. We are also a B Corp, a B Lab certified B Corp. So when the hotels engage with our program, they actually buy our recycling program. So the response from the global hospitality industry to not only implement this program, but also to fund it, to see it as a corporate social responsibility program, a sustainability program, has helped us divert 14 million pounds of waste while sending 40 million bars of soap out to those in need.
Are there still big hotel chains that haven't signed on to this yet that are still throwing away their soap?
Well, there's 5,000 hotels that run our program, and there's over about 40,000 hotels across the globe. So we've got a lot of room. Now, we do have corporate partnerships with hotel chains, Hilton, Marriott, Hyatt, Wyndham, Best Western. Those folks are on board with our program. Disney, Caesar, Sands. We are still approaching the individual hotels, the individual franchise owners to get them on board. So, you know, it's important for guests as they're going into hotels, when they book a hotel, are you recycling your soap and your bottled amenities? So it's very important that we have the consumer, the public, knowing about the program and being the ones at the forefront of really talking about it to the hotel so that they will get on board and adopt the program.
That's Sean Seipler, who is founder and CEO of Clean the World, which recycles hotel soap. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.